producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in. And I hope that just...
So, Donald Trump, can he be El Presidente? Will they blame the collapse on him after he gets in? Looking at the tea leaves, Roger Stone, longtime friend, advisor to Donald Trump, now in an unofficial capacity, joins us. In closing, what is the arithmetic, what is the cumulus showing us that he is the guy to win?
Well, as I said earlier, I think he can pull millions of voters into the process who are not in the process today, people who have given up on American politics and see the futility of the two-party system. And I think he will run ahead of those traditional levels of Republicans like Romney and McCain among African-Americans, among Caribbean-Americans, among Asian-Americans. I think he can cut into some of the core Democratic groups. And then he has to bring a whole bunch of people who've given up on politics of all a cross-section of the election, but who are just disgusted back into the process. These huge crowds that he's pulling, when you examine them, you have a lot of registered you have a lot of working class people who all admit to you, no, I haven't voted recently, or it's been a couple years, or I stopped voting. It one woman told me, I stopped voting, it just encourages them, as she said. So I think that's a part of it. But the other reason I think he can win is more strategic, and that is all of the underpinnings of Hillary's candidacy can be knocked out from under her. Number one, she is not an advocate for women and girls. She is an abuser of women and girls. Bill is a Cosby-type sexual predator. He has attacked literally dozens of women. Hillary has been the point officer to cover up these vicious attacks on women, either sexual assault or raping them, or in some cases exposing himself and demanding oral sex. Bill Clinton is an addict. But Hillary Clinton has been his enabler, and more importantly, Alex, she has run the cover-up. Secondarily, she says, I'm an advocate for children. We now know that it was Hillary who gave the final order at Waco. It was Hillary who ordered her former lover and law partner, Webster Hubbell, to tell Janet Reno to authorize the attack at Waco, the brutal assault.
And she brags about destroying and making Libya fell state. She's a very sick freak.
Where 18 children under 8 were killed. She's an advocate for women is just as bogus as the idea that Hillary Clinton is an advocate for women and girls. And then there's, of course, the multi-billion dollar global fraud of the Clinton administration. Those are the three legs of the stool. If you expose the graft and corruption of the Clinton Foundation, you expose her record on women and children and the Clintonian abuse of people in their scramble to power and wealth, and their greedy little daughter, who's just a brat, who is described in the New York Post as foul-mouthed, short-tempered, abusive. I think it's time the American people learn about Hillary.
Yeah, should America be ruled by permanent political class scum that literally can't even wipe their own noses and are spoiled brats just running all over us? I'm sick of these people, and I would think the establishment would want to get rid of these people, but it's just such a cowardly establishment. They love it, even as they destroy their own power base. Even to the elite, Mr. Stone, you and Trump are doing everybody a favor. I mean, even to the elite, they ought to know that the red lights are coming on the engine. It's time to do an overhaul.
Now, look, the idea that Chelsea Clinton says, I don't care about money, but Alex, she lives in a $10.5 million penthouse apartment. Her wedding cost $3.5 million.
That's the classic disconnect.
The bill for flowers alone was $500,000. The bar bill, $300
and didn't pay for any of it. If Trump bills the money, that's beautiful. She's over here sucking off the taxpayer, sucking off insider deals. It is an abomination. The Clintons' War on Women, the book, Roger Stone. Roger, I look forward to having you in the studio. Godspeed. Thank you so much.
Alex, thank you. Once again, the best place to get...
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And you can see if you're a TV viewer, the back side of the control room. I'm going to get a camera aiming the other way so folks can see the control panels. Looks like the deck of a Star Destroyer with banners of George Washington and Molon Labe and Don't Tread on Me flapping in the background. You gotta love it. All right, a few more minutes with Roger Stone, author of The Clintons' War on Women. And I'm glad I held him over because I had a question written down here I wanted to go to him on. And then I heard David Knight's little clip about Trump a few days ago saying in certain areas of the Internet we're going to shut it off so the terrorists can't use it. I think just like other statements, he should elaborate on that. Is he talking about cutting off, not letting ISIS be on the Internet? Because obviously my problem is you've got Hillary and others saying, and Schmidt of Google, no, restrict anything hurtful sounding. And Facebook saying disagreeing with someone's not allowed. You know, this kind of European-style censorship where they're threatening to arrest Paul Watson for criticizing radical Islam, and it's the same censorship where they want to ban Donald Trump and arrest Donald Trump and not let Donald Trump go to Europe. You know, if Trump buys into this, he'll be like a snake eating himself. You know Trump well. Obviously, he months ago was for bringing the refugees in until he knew that some were terrorists. Then, you know, because his heart was in it, then it flipped and went, oh, I guess we can't. So they demonized him on both fronts. What do you say to that criticism? Because I think it's some of the only legitimate criticism, and I don't hang my hat on that to dislike Trump, but a lot of folks don't want to be conned again, to quote The Who, and so they're looking for basically any reason to just think Trump is the devil incarnate.
Yeah, I think it's a misinterpretation of what Donald means. Look, Trump is a big picture guy, and he doesn't want the terrorists to be able to use the internet. He would leave it to others to determine how to block them while not infringing on the other voices of freedom and people who aren't criminals and aren't trying to kill anybody using it. So he loves the internet. Look at the way he loves Twitter. I mean, he's the master of Twitter. He's now got over, I think, 4 million followers on Twitter. He says it's like owning your own newspaper. By the way, the tweets you read are written by Donald J. Trump, not some flunky like it is, I guarantee you, in Hillary Clinton's campaign.
Almost everybody else has others do it. I dictate a lot when I'm on air. I'll say, send this out. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I know for a fact, I'm not going to get into it, that you can send him a letter, and a lot of times he actually reads it or sends you a letter back from him. He must just have incredible energy.
Well, look, he's a very thoughtful guy, and he still likes to do business the old way, meaning that if you want to talk to Donald, when I worked for him, you sent him a note, it would go into him. He would write his opinions or directives or whatever you needed to know, and he would send it back to you. At the same time, he might just call you anytime. He's a very, very accessible guy within the Trump organization, and I'm assuming within his campaign, I would hope the same is true. But he is his own strategist. He's his own wordsmith. He's his own messenger. He's thoughtful. He asks opinions. Sometimes he accepts your opinion. Sometimes he goes with someone else's opinion. Sometimes he overrules all of his advisors, but he is very much his own man.
Well, he's definitely a maverick. In closing, and I'm going to hand the baton to Leanne McAdoo to see if she has one question for you. She hosts the fourth hour today. A lot of times we drive over into it. It's all part of this newsroom, war room situation. Without getting into inside baseball that you told me last week, overall, did Trump like the interview?
I think he was very pleased. First of all, he realizes, Alex, that your audience are the people who we'd be most interested, most open to his messages, to whom he has to appeal in both the upcoming Republican primaries, but also in the general election. So energizing the liberty base, recognizing that while there is no perfect candidate, Donald Trump, outsider, is so superior to Hillary Clinton or Jeb Bush or the old combine that's trying desperately to cling on to power and wealth. So I think he was very pleased with the interview. I know he enjoyed it. It was controversial. Some of the liberals in the media tried to say, oh, Alex Jones, Donald Trump, they both believe, you know, why don't they hold others to this?
Sure. I mean, one funny tweet that I actually liked was,
man comes on your show, and the libs try to intimate that he agrees with everything that you say and you agree with everything that he says. It's an interview. You have areas where you agree. You probably have many areas where you disagree. That's not the point. You're reaching millions of people, which is why Trump, I think, had a good time, and he thought it was a great interview.
Well, exactly. And I found a lot of it comical, claiming that I said tornadoes were sent to take out Oklahoma. When I told the caller, I didn't think that happened, or I didn't believe a moon landing happened.
I think they're confusing you with Pat Robertson. This is just a canard.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm getting at, is they always try to keep people apart. They're scared Trump will get the liberty base fully. They're scared. They know. I mean, they go on MSNBC almost every week and say, Republicans, don't take talking points from Alex Jones. Whatever you do, don't do it. And then they misrepresent because they're scared to death. They want to dictate who can talk to who can do what. And that's why I love the fact that Trump knew full well what was going to happen. He knew that they were going to blow up and freak out. That's what he does, is poke these idiots. And that's what's so original about it. That's what I love. But I did love one article that was talking about the Twitter response to Trump on Alex Jones, and you guys might try to pull it up, just Alex Jones, Twitter, Donald Trump, and click news, and the headline, I think, was something like, why do I think Keymaster meets Gatekeeper from Ghostbusters when Alex Jones meets Donald Trump. So that is pretty hilarious to think that, you know, they think of these two, you know, wild men getting together. But it's so much fun to not care what they think. And I think Trump instinctively, I saw him on TV this morning, he said, look, it's over for mainstream media and politicians. Don't you get it? The people aren't with you. So is that really the key here?
Yeah, I think he understands that he has an internet-based audience, and this show, obviously a great forum for him to tell so many who are getting their news from alternative sources what's really going on in America and his prescription for it. Otherwise, I think you're just in a situation in which the big three networks and the corporate-owned media, the six major companies that control what we see, none of them, believe me, are for anything other than the status quo. They'd be happy with Hillary. They'd be happy with Jeb because they've lined both of their pockets and they know they can buy what influence they need. The idea of Donald Trump being president, the old media would be no longer have, first of all, unique access to information. You know, more and more the net-based media would start getting hot tips and inside information. The internet has democratized our politics with a small D. And that's why the government keeps talking about regulating. When they say regulate the internet, what they mean is censor. You and I both know that.
And what you're saying, knowing Trump well, and he should elaborate on this, he means censor ISIS, radical Islamics.
There's got to be a way to lock them out of the system, but not everybody else who's trying to use it. Trump would never curtail internet freedom. It's too integral a part of his own political rise. He admits none of this would be happening if he didn't have the ability to...
He would have a political life, as you said, if he didn't have that. All right, real fast. I know you've been on for almost 2 hours. You're probably exhausted. I know I'm energized, a little bit tired. That's why Leanne comes in as the fresh horse here, you know, to dominate in the fourth hour. Leanne, I'm going to go talk to reporters, get some work done. I'm going to punch out. You've got the last 4 minutes of this segment to take out to the end. Mr. Stone, go ahead with your questions. Roger, thank you so much. Talk to you again soon.
She's so much better than you are, Alex.
Yeah, I know.
So much better. She's so much better looking than you are, Bart.
Okay. That is true. You. All right. Go ahead, Leanne.
Well, you know, I got to say it's very refreshing to be able to speak with someone that doesn't hold back. And obviously, I think a lot of people are, you know, that we're seeing that's really refreshing this time around. So what do you think about, you know, the radicalization? Where is this coming from? Because this is something we were going to be speaking about in this fourth hour. Is it coming from these Islamic schools, the mosques? They're saying it's just social media. And, you know, obviously Trump is saying that he wants to shut that down in that respect. So,
yeah, I don't think I think there's some misinterpretation here. I really think that Trump is what he means here is that we already have a radical and dangerous Muslim underground in the United States. That's what this flap about Jersey City and whether or not people, whether they were dozens or hundreds or thousands of Muslims who were celebrating the attack of 9/11. And Trump, of course, said that, and it caused a firestorm. Only weeks before that, he correctly said that the George W. Bush had not kept us safe and that we had terrorist threats then. And he really fundamentally believes that people need to know these two things.
Well, why do you think it's more important to not offend people than to stave off terrorism?
Exactly. I agree with you. This is a fight between safety and political correctness. So here's the fundamental question. Are we going to hurt people's feelings or are we going to save American lives?
Right.
Trump is in favor of saving American lives. In our high technology and internet connected society, it's not that hard to vet 100,000 people to try to siphon out the criminals, the terrorists, the scum that they're sending here from the decent people who are really seeking refuge and the promise of America and a new life. I have no doubt that many of these people who want to come here are peace-loving, decent people. But until we can sort them out from the criminals, why not put a hold? That's what's called common sense.
Right.
And the establishment was afraid that people would see the appeal of that, so they bastardized it to Trump wants to close the country to all Muslims for all time, which is not what he said. So it's a typical mass media mugging is what they're attempting.
Well, Roger Stone, I mean, this is just really exciting because, you know, we got about 1 minute left. What's the one thing you just really want women to know about Hillary Clinton?
I think she's not an advocate for women and girls. A very close examination will show that as her husband has sexually assaulted literally dozens of women, it is Hillary who's been the desk officer working from her East Wing office to direct the campaign of disinformation and to discredit and disparage those women who were unlucky enough to be assaulted by her husband. So she's an advocate for women and girls, unless you happen to be one of those unlucky women who tangled with her husband. Then she's going to, you know, and I think women need to know that.
Absolutely. And when she was confronted about it, you know, she was confronted about it and looked like a total fool when she was put on the spot. All right, Roger Stone, the Stone Zone. Stick around with us. We'll be right back.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Thank you.
Jones Show. You have now entered the fourth hour overdrive, and I'm your host, Leanne McAdoo. I'm joined by David Knight. Now, coming up after the break, we're going to be speaking with Hamid Adli. He is a 30-year-old American citizen who happens to be a Muslim who goes to the same mosque of the shooter in the San Bernardino massacre that just took place. We're going to be taking your phone calls. We want to, you know, any questions you might have for him about the mosque, about what he knows about the shooter, Islam. You know, we have a lot of questions that we want to ask as well. So we'll be giving you off a number for that. But David, I have you in here because I wanted to just kind of get an update from what you know about these schools, these charter schools here in the U.S. that are taxpayer funded, and they also happen to be sort of operated, or they're not Islamic school, but I mean, get into this.
Well, there's a lawsuit. What brings us up again, Leanne, is we've had filmmaker Mark Hall come in and talk to us about a documentary film he did called Killing Ed.
Mm-hmm.
He was looking at charter schools, and he looked at the Fethullah Gulen schools as being a worst case problem of what can go wrong with charter schools. Now, Fethullah Gulen has just been had a lawsuit filed against him by the Turkish government. There was a press conference in Washington by an international law firm based out of London. They're going to use this lawsuit as discovery to find out what's going on with Fethullah Gulen. He's currently in exile in the Poconos in Pennsylvania. He came to this country with letters of recommendation from people who were high up in the CIA, even though other people in the government tried to keep him out. He has about 10 million followers worldwide. He's one sect of Islam. He's estimated to have $25 billion worth of assets, and he gets over a $500 million a year of U.S. taxpayer money to run a large network of schools. If you want to look at this chart that I put up here, this shows, as of September 2014, the number of schools run by the Gulen movement in the United States, about 146 throughout the country. 45 of those in Texas, 6 in Austin alone. We just had another one open up in November, just as I was interviewing Mark Hall for his documentary. Now, he's someone who's been called the world's most dangerous Islamicist. Now, the person who called him that is Paul L. Williams. He's the person who wrote he's a journalist. He's an author of a book called The Day of Islam, The Annihilation of America and the Western World. In that, he's somebody who's consulted for the FBI as well as investigated Islam. In that, he talks about elements of an Islamic plot that he believes. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's his allegation that there would be 7 to 10 nuclear bombs explode in U.S. cities simultaneously on a day. That's what the premise of that book is.
Wow.
Now, whether or not that is true, when somebody who has that as a premise says that even more dangerous than that is Fethullah Gulen.
Wow.
What is dangerous about that? Well, think about the fact that Bill Ayers was far more dangerous when he got involved in education than when he was blowing up buildings as a terrorist for the Weathermen,
right,
the underground.
Well, we all know they're propaganda factories, the schools. I mean,
yes. And in these other countries, he has 300 Gulen schools in Turkey. He's got 1,000 worldwide and 145, 146 in America. The Islamic countries, they're openly operated as madrasas, Islamic madrasas.
Mm-hmm.
But in the West, and of course he has to avoid any religious connection in Western countries to get his $500 million a year of taxpayer money. And that's the thing about charter schools. They're operated independently with very little oversight, but they get completely funded by taxpayer funding just as if it were a public school.
Mm-hmm.
In America, he doesn't operate as an Islamic madrasa, but there is a very strong Turkification within those schools. So children who are coming in who are Hispanic or Asian or African American, they're being taught Turkish. They're sending children, and there's 60,000 students currently being taught by these Gulen schools. Many of them are taking summer field trips to Turkey, where they're getting an idealized version of both Turkey and Islam that really doesn't exist. There are junkets that are being done for U.S. congressmen. People like McCall, who is head of Homeland Security, is taking junkets being paid for by Fethullah Gulen. So it's very important that this lawsuit is going to, I think, uncover some deep secrets of this closed group, a very powerful group here in the United States.
Well, and it would be just very interesting to know sort of what is in our textbooks and things. I know when I was taking French in college, they were teaching us French via teaching us about Islam in France. And so all of the lessons were about Islam and the headdresses and,
yeah,
you know,
right, the German rules. Same thing. They teach you about the culture, the immersion. And yeah. So, of course, it is a very, very strong Turkification. And you have to ask yourself, why are American taxpayers paying for this? What is the hidden agenda with this? Mm-hmm. Well, of course, it is selling us an agenda of Islam. That's what we have to be concerned about if you want to live under a global theocracy, because that's the fundamental tenet of Islam, that it should be a global governance and it should be theocratic. We don't want to live in a theocratic. I don't want to live in a theocratic country. It's anathema to what this country is based on.
Yeah. And we've also got reports now of other Islamic schools being shut down because some teenagers that attended tried to go join ISIS. So there you go.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
35 years ago, someone close to me was suffering from chest pains. A trip to the hospital, angiogram, and stents placed strategically, the effort was heroic. Follow-up treatment with statin drugs to lower cholesterol. After the miracle of the stent, we were not questioning the doctor's protocols. Statin drugs come at a cost. The side effects are headache, difficulty sleeping, flushing of skin, muscle aches, tenderness, weakness, myalgia, drowsiness, dizziness, nausea or vomiting, abdominal cramping or pain, bloating or gas, diarrhea, constipation, rash. Statins also carry warnings of memory loss, mental confusion, high blood sugar, and type 2 diabetes. This person developed type 2 diabetes and dementia in advanced stages took his life. Is there a different approach to heart health? At InfoWars Team, we support the structure and function of brain and heart with a Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack. Find us at InfoWarsTeam.com or call 888-789-9277. That's 888-789-9277.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Leanne McAdoo, hosting this fourth hour of Overdrive, and I am joined in studio by Rob Dew. We're going to be taking your calls on Islam, anything you might have for our guest today. The number to call is 1-800-259-9231. We're going to be opening up the phone lines here in just a moment, but I wanted to let everyone know what our specials are for today, Thursday, December 10th. We have free shipping on all of our InfoWarsStore.com orders. Free shipping. So you can go ahead and get the Essentials Pack. It's Survival Shield X2, Super Male or Female Vitality, and Silver Bullet. And that is the Essentials Pack. It'll be 33% off retail. We're also doing 28% off of the retail on the Cleanse Pack. This is the season to do that cleanse. If you've been thinking about doing it, now is the time after you get yourself plump from the holidays. Then it's perfect time to ring in the new year with the cleanse. So go for that 28% off retail, and it's free shipping. And these make excellent Christmas gifts. So Rob Dew joining me now in studio. Thank you very much. So basically our guest today is going to be taking some calls. I'm kind of interested just based on the responses that we got in the comments on YouTube. So obviously it's a lot of people are going to have some things to say to this gentleman. And a lot of people think that they can't believe anything people say anyway, because Muslims are allowed to lie to non-believers. So what do you think? I feel like I'm a little hot under the collar in here.
It should be interesting. But like on the heels of Trump's comments of saying, hey, we should, until we get a program in place, to we should keep people out because we're not able to vet people. And that's been admitted by right. all these so-called agencies and public servants that we pay a lot of money to and can't seem to do anything, really. But here's an article. Norway paying asylum seekers to return home as refugee crisis continues. They're looking at paying upwards of 80,000 kroner, which is 6,200 pounds, in addition to having their flights paid for. That's a couple of two children can receive that. And so they are wow. trying to export people.
So we're going to give you $6,000 to go wherever you want.
Right.
Or go
and
back
pay
home,
for your
or...
flights.
Wow.
So where do you want to go?
Yeah.
United States.
It's like how some of the cities do with the homeless population here.
Right. And then here's an article I saw this morning out of the Express. And it says, world-changing earthquake to hit U.S. in 2 days, claims seismic psychic. And the guy's name is Mr. Hooger Beats. He actually has predicted an earthquake. But what's crazy is this one, he's predicting for the coast of Oregon, hit somewhere in southern Oregon. So all the way up to Vancouver, down to central California will be affected by this. And after I read that, I'm like, ha,
you're
ha, that's
long
funny.
Overdue for a
seismic
big one
psychic.
Of
yeah.
yeah.
Actually, back in July, here's an article out of KOIN6. Oregon will be toast when the next big earthquake hits. And the northwest region is 72 years overdue for the next big earthquake. So they're even predicting, scientists are predicting that it could happen. And they're saying 50-foot high tsunamis going over the cliffs. If you look up the Oregon coast, it's got a lot of cliffs.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying it's going to roll over that. 13,000 people are going to die immediately.
Wow.
By that giant tsunami.
Well, and just not being prepared for something like that.
And that's one thing. Afterwards, that's where you have a lot of people die in these mm-hmm. things of drinking dirty water,
right.
not having food, not having power. And, it just reminded me, we're still on this new, power station that less than 100 of them that we have left in stock.
The premium power pack.
Exactly. So we got that. You can get your water filters here that don't need electricity. Or we even have storable food. So, around my house, I collect rainwater. And I don't collect it to water my plants. I let my plants die. I collect it so if something happens, I've got water on site that I can filter and then drink.
Yeah.
And then, or make food with it, because I have storable food as well. And
it's still legal to collect
prepared.
Rainwater here.
Yeah, still. they make it illegal to water your lawn, so pretty soon they'll make it illegal to collect the rainwater because they want it to all flow downstream and flood the houses downstream from Austin, Texas. But that I thought that was a pretty interesting. So they're predicting December 11th or 12th. So that's tomorrow or Saturday.
Wow. I don't think it's wise to make those sort of specific day, this is going to happen, because then if it doesn't, then you're just debunked and everything you say is debunked. And hopefully it doesn't happen. Hopefully
the
seismic psychic is wrong. Well, guys, do we have our guests on the line? All right, so let's go ahead and bring in Hamid Adli. Now, Hamid, we interviewed you the other night, and thank you so much for coming on the show. You attend the same mosque. You actually have been going to this mosque since you were, I guess, three, you said, and this is where the suspect was actually attending this mosque. So can you talk to me a little bit? Now in the days since this attack, we've learned that the FBI said that Saeed and his wife were actually radicalized up to, 2 years ago, and that they had been planning other things. And so did you get any kind of indication I mean, were there any signs of this sort of radicalization? And how would you know?
Never, not at this mall. And I'm sorry, just to correct you. I've been going there since third grade.
Okay. I knew there was a three in there.
yeah. So pretty much I've been going there all my life. And, you know, again, you know, this is a place where, you know, I go for spirituality, to find God, to find peace. Never did I ever see any radicalization or any craziness like this. You know, mosques are open to everybody, Muslims and non-Muslims, and we have a lot of people come and go over the years. And he happened to be one of them. And he went there during the Friday prayers. You know, as you know, Friday is our holy day. And that's the day we pray, like Sunday is for Christians.
Mm-hmm.
So he would attend Fridays, and he would come in. And I'm sorry, you said something about, did I see any evidence of radicalization along the lines on his part of the suspect?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, a lot of people say Islam is a religion of peace, but then you have other people going, oh, read the Quran itself and the passages there. So how do you know when someone is taking it across the line to where they're now taking these passages out of abstraction and into, like, well, this is actually what we need to do, and it's not, shouldn't be left in the medieval
Right. Well, you're always going to have a small minority of angry people, I think, anywhere you go. A lot of those verses that pertain to those type of subjects will reveal that a time of war or battle thousands of years ago.
But we are at a time of war and battle. I mean, people argue that this is now, so...
Well, I would say we're not really at war per se. I'd say these are like different, you know, a lot of isolated cases, a lot of nutcase mental illness type people that are taking these verses out of context and going out, you know, and massacring innocent people, you know, because, you know, this is anti-Islamic. You know, and there's verses in the Quran that clearly say this, you know, just to quote one, chapter 5, verse 32, if you kill one person, it's as if you kill mankind. All of mankind. So that's just to give you an example of some of the positive aspects. I think a lot of people focus on the negative. And what I'm trying to do here is, you know, say, hey, you know, if you focus on the negative parts, obviously you're going to have a negative attitude towards Islam. You know, try to look at the positive, verses, because many religions have these type of verses in them that pertain to war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to name other religions, obviously. My message is complete positive and love towards everyone. But I would say, you know, many different religious books have.
Well, look at the Old Testament or the Bible. It's littered with, you know, eye for an eye.
Right.
A lot of, you know, people killing each other.
Right. The difference is, well, people stopped, for the most part, they stopped killing people about 500 years ago, so.
Well, people haven't stopped killing people.
Bringing it back around.
And it's easy to, I think, couch something and, well, is it, you know, they try to say it's a hate crime if a white person kills a black person. And you know what? If you kill anybody, it's a hate crime.
Right.
We're against all shootings. I mean, I'm against all of these massacres. There's a way to stop these, to prevent all of these shootings, not just the Muslim ones, but the non-Muslim ones, like the guy who shot up the Planned Parenthood. I mean, if he's a gun owner, and I know a lot of your audiences are, you know, definitely great, standing up for the right to bear arms. And I would say, what if you don't like to be clumped? A gun owner doesn't like to be clumped in the same category as a person like that. You know, you can't clump them all in the same category. So I would say, you know, if you see this guy Farouk, you can't clump all Muslims and say, hey, we're all at war, we're all going to go fight, because that's not the case. Just like all gun owners are not going to go and massacre innocent people. It's just not true. You know
what do you think about Donald Trump's comments on saying that he would like to have a plan where we don't bring in anybody from, I guess, that's a Muslim unless they... Until they have a properly vetting system.
Properly vetted.
A proper vetting system.
If they're coming from these...
Right. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I think that's, you know, the way he said it, I think, is un-American, in my opinion. I think he needs to reevaluate how he says things, because the way he comes off, you know, he's always, like, targeting certain people, and it's every day I turn around, it's like some other group he's talking about. But obviously every country has a vetting system. So if there's going to be a system that vets potential terrorists or potential radicals, then yeah, you should vet those, because even Muslim countries have systems like this. So, I mean, I'm all for it, you know, I mean, just in general, to vet cuckoo and crazy people in general. There's a vetting system to prevent these kinds of shootings in general. I mean, I'm all for it. But yeah, I mean, even Muslim countries have systems like this where they vet these type of radicals. Radical extremism is anti-Islamic, and we have to speak up against them. These are not Muslims, and they're making all of us look bad. And actually, we're becoming the victims of these radicals and these extremists, because now people are targeting innocent Muslims here.
Well, what did you think about how they tried to justify the massacre at Charlie Hebdo, for instance, or these two guys that attempted to attack the event in Garland, Texas, over drawing the cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad?
Yeah, exactly.
Were you thinking in your inner circle?
Yeah, exactly. These are radicals that are just on the other side of the spectrum, like I was saying the other day. Mm-hmm. You know, these are people that are a certain minority of radical, and I don't even want to call them Muslim, because some of them are so extreme and so un-Islamic that, you know, I don't even know if they're Muslim. You know, I don't even know if they're just pretending to be, you know, like that guy who came on the video that he was talking about Trump in a very aggressive...
The one who wanted to circumcise him?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if these are people that are just trying to become famous, or they're just really angry and they're you know, just using it as a way to vent and just, you know, again, you know, it's just a mental illness and just craziness. But yeah, these are people that are in the minority. These are radicals and extremists that we are against, and it's completely un-Islamic.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, I think the internet has kind of created this whole thing.
Yeah.
It's a breeding ground for mental illness. You know,
yeah,
people
yeah,
know moral compass.
Yeah.
Get these ideas, and they're able to be programmed in an instant.
And they can be completely anonymous to have their crazy ideas put out there.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and take a call from Catherine in Texas. She wants to talk about Islamic doctrine.
Okay.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
I have a comment and a question for the guest. I, as an American, have been reading a lot and studying a lot about Muslims, because when we have a group of people who are wanting to do things against our Constitution, we, all of us, should learn their rules and their books. And here's the issue that I have. When Muslims are a minority, they are taught that they have to be pretending to be friends with the Jewish and the Christian people, which the Quran says they should not be friends. And so this is a moral value, okay? When a person is taught that they can lie to you about whatever it takes, so long as this, you know, intensifying or increasing Islam wherever they go, to me, they're not trustworthy anywhere they go. So I have an issue with the Muslims, because if you guys are taught that you can lie to us Americans in order to advance Islam when you're a minority in the country, then we need to be aware of that. And here's the thing. The gentleman who you have as a guest, if he doesn't denounce those things in Sharia, then he's part of the problem. And people in the internet and in the news are correct in saying that it is not this aggravated Islam that we're dealing with. This is the stuff that they all learn. It's in their book. It's their doctrine. So I want to ask him, how are we supposed to trust any of you when you have a doctrine that teaches you to lie to the people so long as you're advancing Islam?
Right, right. And I absolutely understand what you're saying.
Thank you, Catherine.
Yeah. So, again, you know, this is again, you know, I have to stress that the doctrine, the Sharia, all of these things are open to interpretation. So you have different types of Muslims. So you might have an extremist that is ascribing to a specific doctrine, okay, that was revealed at a certain time, thousands of years ago. Like if you look at, you know, here, I mean, hundreds of years ago, the Jim Crow laws, right? That was laws that were enacted at a certain time, which are now illegal. So when you're looking at religion and some of the Sharia interpretations and doctrine, these are things that were revealed thousands of years ago that these extremists are taking out of context now. And when you're reading this, I completely understand. But you see, a lot of different religions have these type of things in them.
Well, but do you see how ISIS or these other groups are trying to push this narrative that they have they have the grasp on the true Islam. And so then you see the young people who are really wanting to gravitate toward this religion and, you know, be as devout as they possibly can. They're going this way, and it's social media or whatever. They're telling them that this extreme version of Islam is what is the truth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, more moderate people are those who aren't as vocal or loud, aren't being heard. And the other people are dominating the conversation, basically.
Right. You're right. And this is an issue within the community, Muslim community, and organizations like CARE and others are actually standing up now and having meetings to address this and have more moderates speak out against them. Because we have to speak out against them in order to prevent these youth from being brainwashed by these psychopaths, these extremists, these fanatics. And to your caller, I would say, you know, go out and make friends with Muslims. Go out and to the mosque. It's open to everybody. You know, come to us and we can have a dialogue. You know, I was never taught to lie to non-Muslims, and that thing, that taqiyya, you know, that was revealed in 765 A.D. So you're talking about, 2,000 years ago. So that was in a time when one sect was had some conflict with another sect. It was actually a conflict within Muslims,
mm-hmm.
and that they're taking that out of context now, and ISIS and these other crazy organizations and telling people to lie. But I was never taught that. I mean, I have a lot of Christian, non-Muslim friends. I mean, I grew up here, mm-hmm. and you know, I've never lied to them to further any cause. I'm just a regular person, so you got to differentiate between these. But I can understand where she's coming from because she's going online, she's reading.
So you mean that you are not part of this diabolical plan
to
have Islam rule the world?
It doesn't sound like it at all, Mr. Aldi. I have a question real quick as we're going to break.
Yes.
What would you say to Muslims who are coming here? Do you think they should assimilate to American values, which it seems you've done, and you know you're successful, you were born here, but what would you say to Muslims who are coming here? Should they?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I want you to answer that question right after.
Try to get some more calls.
Yeah, right after the break.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My fellow patriots, one of the things I'm most proud of is the fact that the InfoWars operation reaches more than 20 million people a week worldwide with the message of liberty, and none of it is funded by major global corporations or by taxpayers. It's funded by free will, listeners and viewers like you who decide to visit InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of some of the most high-quality, revolutionary products available today. And now, until December 18th, 2015, we are extending free shipping on top of huge discounts on cutting-edge nutraceuticals, high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, top-of-the-line water filtration systems that remove glyphosates, fluoride, and more. And the list of specials goes on and on. Some discounts are as high as 50% at InfoWarsStore.com on top of free shipping through December 18th at InfoWarsStore and InfoWarsLife.com. And remember, InfoWars is the operation that you built.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Segment here of the Alex Jones Show. This is the Overdrive Hour. I'm Leanne McAdoo, joined in studio by Rob Dew. Now, we are going to go take one more call for our guest, Hamid Adli. I wanted to go ahead and give out your website you just started, Hamid. It's MuslimPeacePledge.com. You can also ask Hamid any questions. He's on Twitter, at MuslimPledge. Now, let's go ahead and take a call from Jeremy in Kansas. Go ahead.
Thank you so much for having this important conversation. I wanted to bring up the issue of state-sponsored false flag terrorism, treasonous in nature that uses Islamic people as patsies. And that's not to say that there isn't a Takfiri, Wahhabist death cult that people mainly in the Arab Muslim world need to root out, because they do. But let's deal with San Bernardino. It just a third eyewitness has just come on the record. Cheers,
he saw a driver. He said the driver was a regular white dude, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what you were going to say? Sorry to steal your thunder.
Yeah, he's the third eyewitness who said that there was three shooters. They were large, athletic, and apparently Caucasian. And this is an additional thing. He said that he was actually called by an unknown person on 7 p.m. of the evening of the shooting, who told him to say that he should say it was Saeed Farooq, who was the shooter. And the other piece that has just come out is a SWAT team medic said that they were running the SWAT drill at the very same time. And he said they only have them once or twice a year. And so they were ready to roll, and he never saw the shooters. All he did was he immediately, courageously took care to triage all the people. So this fits into this larger problem of September 11th, where we see drills, almost 40-something drills that were mimetic of the actual attack that happened. And meanwhile, the Arab Muslim men who were blamed for September 11th were protected by CIA, framed by Israeli intelligence.
FBI informants, yeah.
Right.
Taught how to fly.
Jeremy. We see a lot of those same patterns again happening here with this, as well as that mysterious deposit into the bank account and things like that. That's definitely something that goes on. Not to say that these two were not involved, but yes, definitely some eyewitness accounts that are countering the official story. And just like after 9/11, they sort of dropped the ball and weren't ever allowed to question.
I think the FBI just opening up that house so early as it did for reporters to just walk around and look at people's driver's license, personal information.
Are you absolutely sure that there were no traps set? Because they said that they had set some traps to go off once the police entered the home, but they didn't work.
Yeah.
That's just dangerous. So yeah, that was quite
Mr. Adli, the final comment on this.
Yes. I'm sorry, what was the question?
Well, I mean, how do you feel about it? State-sponsored terror, and then saying Muslims are responsible for all these terror attacks, when it may or may not be true, like the San Bernardino thing. There's definitely some questions of who was involved in it. So what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, then obviously it breaks my heart, because then, innocent people are being victimized on both sides of the spectrum. Not only the people that are getting killed, but also the people that have to suffer the backlash. And that's one of the reasons why I'm putting myself out there, is because, look, I mean, if you're mad, get mad at me. Don't get mad at the innocent women and children that you see on the street that are wearing the headscarf or that are dressed in traditional clothes, because they're just regular people. And, if these events are what you say they are, then it just further saddens me and breaks my heart.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think we're going to stay on this story as well. It's definitely gotten
reach
a lot
out
of
to
traction.
Reach out to him, people out there, talk to him.
Yeah.
He started a specific Twitter and a webpage for you to ask him your questions. Give it to him, and I think you're ready to open up and have an honest dialogue there. Hamid Adli at Muslim Pledge. Tune in tonight to the InfoWars Nightly News. David Knight will be your host.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.